This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. We're continuing Daf Hashavua, Masech Nedarim, Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. We're Mespalel, Gal Einai V'Abita Neflois Mitayrasecha. To understand the Kasha of Rabbah. Boi Rabbah. Rabbah had the following Shaila. Kiyem Lichi Umufar Lichi. It's affirmed for you and it's annulled for you. Now, let's clarify a few points. I was getting stuck on something. Confirmation and annulment are contradictory. A neder cannot be both confirmed and annulled. Confirmed means it stands for good. Annulled means it's like there is no neder here. It can't be confirmed and annulled. These are impossible. Now, it's annulment is not the opposite of conferred. In other words, if a neder is not confirmed, it's also not necessarily annulled. We're not talking about annulling the confirmation. This is what I was getting caught on. We're not talking about annulling the confirmation. You're not annulling the confirmation. We're talking about you're confirming and annulling the neder. So on the one hand, you want the neder to stand. On the other hand, you want it to be revoked. The neder can't stand and be revoked. You make up your mind. Which one is it? Okay, we're not talking about annulling the confirmation. When you annul a confirmation, you're left with a neder. Right? If you confirm a neder and you annul the confirmation, you're left with another, which is not confirmed and not annulled. That's not what we're talking about here, even though we were talking about that before. We're talking about you want to confirm the neder and you want to negate the neder. You want the neder to stand and you want it to be abolished. Okay, pal, that's called schizophrenia. The neder can't, it's an impossibility. You can't have a neder that stands and is annulled. Okay? We're not talking about annulling the confirmation. Fine. You want it to be confirmed, you want it to annul, but then the guy added, "V'loitechol hakama," I don't want the confirmation to stand, "Elam kein chala hafara," unless the annulment is chal. So he added two things. The first thing he said was, he wants it to be confirmed and annulled. The second thing he says is he doesn't want it to be confirmed unless the annulment is chal. Unless the annulment is chal. Mahu, what's the halacha? So, let's just try to speak out something. On the one hand, if he says, I want it to be confirmed and I want it to be annulled, that's an impossibility. It can't be both, right? But here's the thing. It definitely can't be confirmed. Miman of Shach. Why? Miman of Shach, it can't be confirmed. Because if the annulment is chal, so then the annulment means there's no neder, so there's nothing to confirm. And if the annulment is not chal, but he said I only want it to be confirmed if it's annulled. He made a tenai that he only wants it to be confirmed if it's annulled. So the tenai is unfulfilled. So there's no way it could be confirmed. Miman of Shach. If the annulment is chal, so he annulled it. If it's not chal, he made the confirmation dependent on the annulment. The shaila is not, so it's for sure not confirmed. The shaila is the neder annulled? Why would the, what now, what does it depend on if the a neder is annulled or not? It depends on as follows. Because even though he says, I only want it to be confirmed if it's annulled, so he made the confirmation dependent on the annulment. But in a certain sense, you also made the annulment dependent on the confirmation. Because he said, first I want it to be confirmed. And once it's confirmed, I want it to be annulled. Well, wait a second. But we said it's not going to be confirmed. So if, when the person says it should be confirmed and then annulled, if we say he means in that order, well, it will never happen in that order because it won't be confirmed. And since just like he made it, just like he's made the confirmation dependent on the annulment, he also made the annulment dependent on the confirmation, because he says, first I want it to be confirmed, and then I want it to be annulled. But it's not going to be confirmed, we said Mimanav Shach. Or do we say, no. When the guy says, I want it to be confirmed, I want it to be annulled, he doesn't mean in that order. He had to say one before the other. He's not the Ribbono Shel Olam who could say Anochi V'Aliyah B'Dibur Echad. He's not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rashi said in Parashas Yisroel, Hashem said, Eishes Achiv Loisikach Eishes Achiv and Yevama Yovala B'Dibur Echad. He can't do that. He said both. Fine. So even though the confirmation won't be chal like we said Miman of Shach, but the annulment will be chal. Meaning the basic question is, when you say two statements, do you mean first the first statement and then the second statement? Or, no, I had to say one before the other, mach nisht ois, don't make a big thing, which one I said first, I don't care which one is first. I said two things, one of them won't be chal, for sure, because I said, why won't one be chal? I said, I don't want it to be confirmed, I don't want the confirmation to be chal unless the annulment is chal. What if you said that? Mimanav shach. If the annulment is chal, you annulled it. And if the annulment is not chal, then your tenai is not fulfilled. So the confirmation is for sure not good. The question is then, when you say two statements, does it have to be dafka in that order? Or does it not have to be dafka in that order? That's the shaila of Rabbah. It's so easy, Rabbi Isai. Should I say it again? The guy said it should be confirmed and it should be annulled. Yeah? He said two things. It should be confirmed and it should be annulled. And I don't want it to be confirmed unless it's annulled. So he made A dependent on B. He made confirmation dependent on annulment. Okay? So now, one thing you need to know for sure is it will not be confirmed Mimanav Shach, because if the annulment is chal, the annulment means this, there's no neder, so there's no confirmation. And if the annulment is not chal, then your tenai wasn't fulfilled and you said you only want it to be confirmed if it's annulled. So it's not, it ain't being confirmed. The shaila is, okay, it's not being confirmed. But I also said, I want it to be confirmed, and then So the shaila is, will it be annulled? Will this nether be annulled? It definitely won't be confirmed. Will it be annulled? Why yeah, why no? On the one hand, we say, he said, I want it to be confirmed, and then I want it to be annulled. Meaning, I don't want it to be annulled until it's first confirmed. But we said, it's not going to be confirmed. So in a sense, the same way he made the confirmation dependent on the annulment, he made the annulment dependent on the confirmation, because he said it in that order. And since there won't be confirmation, there won't be annulment. Or do we say, mach nishtois, with the order? Who cares about the order? He said two things, and if one can't work, let the other work. That's the shaila. Sit down seriously and try to learn this three times. I had no idea what it was talking about the first two times, including last night when I read it to you. Okay, and now you could ask me anything on it. We'll read the round after.
How can it be neither?
Because
how can it just be a nether? What is a nether? Out of confirmation or annulment?
Because he said like this, the confirmation is not going to work. Because if it's annulled, there's no confirmation. If it's not annulled, then he said he only wants it to be confirmed if it's annulled. So he destroyed the confirmation. Confirmation is he blew out of the waters.
So what is it?
It's a statement that he pledged something that can't be. So it doesn't work.
Well, it's either annulled.
What? So one second. So it can't be confirmed, okay?
Which means it's automatically
annulled. No, that's what I started. That means there's a nether. What do you mean? We start off, there's a nether here. The guy, one second, shh. The guy made a nether. This apple is usher to me, right? And then he said, I'm confirming it, and then I'm annulling it. So the neder that I won't eat the apple is for sure not confirmed. But is it annulled? Is the original neder annulled? On the one hand, we say, no, it's not annulled. Because he said, I first want it to be confirmed and then annulled, but it's not confirmed. So then it's like he made a tenai. I only want it to be annulled if it's first confirmed, but it's not first confirmed. Or do we say, no, he didn't mean in that order, dafka. That it has to, he never made it like he's making a tenai that first it has to be confirmed and then annulled. Mahu. That's the Gemara. We said it's b'siyata d'shmaya, good. Okay? Look in the Ran. Look in the Ran. Boy Rabba. Kiyem lichi umufar lichi v'loy techel hakama elam kein chala hafara mahu. Chazina b'hach boy I see in this Shaila, and in the way the rabbis interpret it, many things that are not clear. Therefore, I'm going to explain it the way it appears to me. According to Rabbi, there's no question the annulment is, the confirmation is not chal. If the annulment is chal, you can't have confirmation. That's because you gave a kitzbah to the hakama. So you could have simultaneous confirmation and annulment if it's only for a certain amount of time. But indefinite confirmation and annulment are inconsistent with each other. The hafara, aval. Here we didn't give any set amount of time. Shita, diafar chayla hakama lechayla kidigasivna. Fine. So we've established hakama can't be chal. Mimanafshach. Good? If it's not good, then just go to sleep or something, okay? So if mimanafshach the hakama is not chal. Vi amrit dehafara loy chayla mina. And if you're going to say that the hafara is not chal, right? If you're going to say, well, the annulment is not chal, then the hakama nami lo chal, then the confirmation not chal. Da asni, he made a tenai. V'amar doi techal hakama elim ken chal hafara. He made a tenai. I only want the confirmation to be chal if the annulment is chal. So if the annulment is not chal, the hakama can't be chal. Hokach pshita le rabba da hakama lo chal. The presumption here is the hakama is not chal. The shaila is there annulment here or not? Avol b'hafara hu demesaf galei. By hafara we're mesupik. Mi amrinon, do we say, kivan da aktim va'amar kiem lichi, do we say? Well, he first said it should be confirmed. Ubasar hachi amar mufar lichi, and then he said it should be annulled. Mashma da asni, it's mashma, he's stipulating, the techal hafara basar hakama, that the hafara should be chal after the hakama, right? He said first it should be confirmed, then it should be annulled, which means he wants to first it should first be confirmed, then annulled. And what does that mean? V'loy techal hafara em kein kadma lahakama. I don't want the annulment to be chal unless the confirmation was chal. Ella demimanav shach asni d'loy techal hakama elam kein tala hafara. Mimanavshach? I don't know if that should say Mimanavshach. Ella de Tzachloimar de Misham Hachi. Oh, see now the Ran's bothered by Akasha. Well, if we're going to take the guy's order seriously, that he only wants the Hafara to be Chal if the Hakama was Chal first, then why didn't he stipulate both ways? The same way, right? The same way he stipulated, I only want the hafara to be chal. I'm sorry. I only want the hakama to be chal. I only want the confirmation to be chal. If the subsequent annulment is chal, then if we're going to take his words literally, that he wants first the hakama and then the hafara, then we should say he only wants the hafara to be chal if first the hakama is chal. So why didn't he stipulate both ways? The same way he was worried to say, I don't want the hakama to be chal unless the hafara was chal. So why didn't he stipulate, I don't want the hafara to be chal unless the hakama was chal? He didn't need to stipulate that because he said it. Because he said first hakama and then hafara. The reason he needed to stipulate the other way is because since he said hakama first, maybe he's happy if the hakama is chal, even if the hafara is not chal. So that the other way he had to stipulate, because he said it second. But what he said first, he doesn't have to stipulate. When Mishamachi asked me, Loitecha hakama ken chala hafara, V'loy asni nami ipcha, he didn't stipulate the other way, Loitecha hafara elam ken chala hakama, Misham dekim da aktim kim lichi, since he preceded the confirmation, Lamufralichi, some chalishna da kama chaila de beresha, samich alishne da kama chaila beresha, idkerla. Since he mentioned hakama first, he relied on that. Veleka de la akevala. And nothing's going to stop it. Adaraba, says Iran. He was so concerned that the hakama would be chal, because he said the hakama first. That's why he was frightened. He was, in other words, he was nervous because he said first hakama and then hafara, which implies he only wants the hafara to be chal if the hakama was chal, and that implies that the hakama was so important. That's what necessitated him to say, okay, and also I only want the hakama to be chal if the hafara is chal. Asni v'amar do'itech hakama ken chal hafara. So now, in effect, it's like he made a double stipulation. So that's assuming that we're going to take literally the fact that he first said hakama, and then he said hafara. No, it's true. He said that first it should be confirmed and then annulled. He didn't mean it should only be annulled if it was first confirmed. It's just impossible to say two things simultaneously. The guy is definitely more concerned that the annulment be chal, because that he stipulated explicitly. He's not so concerned about the hakama being chal. Meaning the first side is he's equally makbid on both. The hafara, because he stipulated, and the hakama, because he said it first. And the second side is, no, don't make any significance of the fact that he first said hakama, and then he said hafara. He's more makbid on hafara because he said he doesn't want the hakama to be chal unless hafara is chal. But in his mind, the order wasn't important. He just wanted them both to be chal simultaneously. Since he was more makbid on hafara than hakama, asni, he stipulated shem chalois hakama ma'akev chalois hafara. He stipulated that if the devolvement of the confirmation prevents the hafara from being chal, I don't want the confirmation to be chal. Even though I need it to be annulled, otherwise I don't want it to be confirmed, he didn't stipulate the other way, that the hafara shouldn't be chal if the confirmation is not, since he's more hooked on the hafara, then we'll say this neder is annulled. That's the shaila. The shaila is, do we say it's stipulated both ways? Because one he stipulated and one he said first? Or do we say we're not going to make a big deal of what he said first? He obviously cares about the annulment more than the confirmation because he stipulated he doesn't want the confirmation to be chal unless the annulment is chal. That's the shaila. And we're going to bring a raya from a guy who said two things and they both can't be chal. Where it's machlokes, do we say that we only keep the first thing? And if we only keep the first thing, that shows there's significance to the first thing, and then it would be like a double stipulation. And then there's another Amanda Amr that says, nah, we don't pay attention to the first thing, they're both chal, and in this case they'll both be chal, and therefore we'll give more credence to the hafara. The case we're going to bring a raya from is Temura. Can you imagine? We're bringing a raya from Temura. We know the halacha is if you have an animal that's a carbon, let's say an oila or something, you say the kedusha of it should go on to this unconsecrated animal. So the kedusha transfers, but it transfers, but it doesn't leave the first animal, right? It says lo yimirenu. But if im hamer yimirenu v'hayehu temura soy kaidesh, if you do transfer, they're both holy. So let's say you said you have two animals in front of you. One's an oila, one's a shlamim. So you have a deer sheep named Elsie. And you say, Elsie, harezu oila, harezu shlamim. Now Elsie can't be an oila and a shlamim. So do you mean, okay, I said oila first, so she's an oila and she's not a shlamim. Because we give more credence to the first comment. Or do we say, you mean both? So the Kedusha simultaneously goes on to Elsie. Elsie is an Oila and a Shlamim. You obviously can't bring her as either. So then you have to like be Poida both Kedushas onto two other animals. But the question is, do we say it's an Oila not a Shlamim or an Oila and a Shlamim? The Manda Omer that says it's an Oila not a Shlamim says we give credence to the first comment. If we give credence to the first comment, then back to our case of Neder, if you said it should be confirmed, it should be annulled, I don't want it to be confirmed unless it's annulled, then we say you double stipulated. You stipulated you don't want it to be confirmed until it's annulled. You also said that before it's annulled, you want it to be confirmed. So then neither is chal. And according to the other Manda Amar, where even though you said A and then you said B, both A and B are chal, which means we don't pay attention to what was said first. So taking it back to Nedarim, then we'll say that while the confirmation can't be chal, the annulment is chal because you cared more about that because you stipulated about the annulment beferish. That's going to be the raya. And then the Gemara ultimately is going to say, nah, it's not a raya because everybody would agree that when you make an explicit stipulation, I don't want it to be chal, unless the second thing is chal, you mean you care more about the second thing. And therefore, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be annulled. Okay? That's going to be the raya. So let's see the proof from Temura. Let's see the proof from Temura. Tashma. We're going to bring a raya. Mi plukta d'ramei Rabbi Yossi. The tanan harezu temuras oila. Temura shlamim. You say, this should be an exchange for an oila, an exchange for shlamim. The halach is a reze t'mura soila. This is a t'mura of an oila. Divrei Rameir. This is a opinion of Rameir. Rameir says, we'll follow your first comments. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, no. Im lekach nisgavin mitchila. If you meant to say both initially, meaning if it was a mistake, you meant, if like this, you said oila, and then you say, no, I changed my mind, shlamim. Okay, no, there are no backsies. Then it's an oila. But if you intended the whole time to say Oila and Shlamim, they're both Chal. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Im lekach nisgav metchila, if this is your kavan in the beginning, Hol v'yav shalikroi shnei shemois ke'achad, since it's impossible to read, say both names simultaneously, Dvarav Kayamin, your words stand. Let's see the Ran. Pashtina lami plukted Rami Rabbi Yosi de Fligu dumyu de hach gavna betmur parkets marimen de tnan harizu tmur soila tmur shlamim harizu tmur soila de Rameyer Rabbi Yosi Omer b'chul v'amrina lobe gemara hasam de hakol moidim. Everyone agrees, but Omer tachol zu v'yachar kach tachol zu. If you said first this and then this, tafas lashon rishain. Dafir Rabbi Yosi moida. This is not in the Gemara. The Ran is saying over there, we say, if the guy said explicitly, I first want it to be an oila, then I want it to be a shlamim, then avada. First it's an oila, then a shlamim. Mishum di efshel lil basel chaya tmuras oila tach tmur shlamim. Because it's impossible for the shlamim to be chal after. Loi tachel zu elam kain tachel zu. If you made a stipulation, I don't want oila to be chal unless the shlamim is chal, then Tarvayu Kachan, you sanctified both of them. Mishum dehasam evshel l'tmuras oilo t'mur shalom l'achal kachas. They could both be chal together. Did tira behema zu ad shetestoiv. You could let the behema go to pasture until it develops. Samun v'yavi b'demei chetzi oilo b'demei chetzi shlamim. And you buy with half of it an oilo and half of it a shlamim. When do they argue? Lo nechleku. Ela ba'oimer t'muras oilo t'muras shlamim. Rameir savar. Rameir says, Midahavale Lamaimra Tumuras Oila Ushlamim. If the guy meant both, he could have said Tumuras Oila Vishlamim. Va'amar Tumuras Oila Tumuras Shlamim. Havale Ka'oimar Tachel Zu V'achekach Tachel Zu. It's like he said, let Oila Bichal and then let Shlamim Bichal. Rab Yoisi Savar De Efshir De Mai De Kamar Tumuras Oila Tumuras Shlamim Toi. Could be he made a mistake. The savar he holds Eloi Amina Tmura Akol Chad V'Chad. If I don't say Tmura on each one, like Chayla Tmura Tavay Tzak Michal on both, Hilchach Boit Ginoi. So we ask him. Ima Amar Lo Oila Ushlamim Niskavat. If he says I meant both, then it's both. Tirad Shetestoyv. It pastures until it develops mum. The Timkar and you sell it. V'Yipul Chatz Yidam of Oila V'Chatz Yidam L'Shlamim, and half of it will fall to an oila and half to Shlamim. Alma plugtayu d'Ramei Rabbi Yosi Talia b'moitzi shnei shemois mipiv. We see the machloikus Ramei and Rabbi Yosi is dependent on if he emits two names from his mouth. I aminon sheyachal hasheni achar rishon. Do we say he means like Ramei says? I want the second one to be chal after the first one. Oy sheyachalu shneim bevasachas. Hoyel v'iyav shelikros beishemus kaachas. Or does he mean they should both be chal? According to Rabbi Yosi, that he wants them both to be chal. Then we have a raya to our shayla, namely, the chi omar when he says umufar lichi, lav basar hakama kamar. When he says it should be annulled, he doesn't mean only after the confirmation. He didn't mean so after the confirmation. It's something that he said. So then the hafar is chal. And then the Gemara says, back to the Gemara. No. And so you might say, and Rameir would hold, he dafka meant. Rameir holds, when you say oila and then chatas, he meant first oila and then chatas. So then by nadarim, he'd be double stipulating. I first want it to be confirmed, then it could be annulled. No, says the Gemara, v'afilu Rameir loy ka'amar, Rameir only said it over there. D'loy amar loy techazu elam ken chalazu. He only said it by Tamura that he first wants the first thing and then the second thing. Dafka in that order. Because he didn't say, you know why it's an oila? You know why Rameir said it over there? He only wants the first thing, dafka, to be chal, and then the second thing. by oila. You know why he only meant it by oila? You know why only by oila? He dafka wants first and then second? Because he didn't say I don't want the first unless the second is chal. He has no problem if the first one is chal. Let's read the words. Vafilu Rav Meir loy ka'amar, deloy amar. Let's see the Bach. The Bach says, even Rav Meir loy ka'amar ella deloy. Put in the word ella. Deloy amar loy teichazu elam kein chalazu. Rav Meir only said that first let it be an oila, and then let it be a chatas. You know when Rav Meir said the lashon is dafka, where he didn't say, I don't want this to be chal unless that's chal. Aval hacha de amar loy techal hakama elam kein chal hafara. But here, where he said explicitly, I don't want the hakama to be chal unless the hafara is chal, that means he's much more concerned about the hafara. Rav Meir only said, listen carefully, Rav Meir only said, we're going to be a stickler for first A has to be chal and then B, because he didn't say explicitly, I don't want this to be chal unless the other thing is chal. But by the case of Nadarim, where he said explicitly, I don't want the hakama to be chal unless the hafara is chal. So that means he is gung-ho on that hafara. He really cares about the hafara. We're not going to say, well, the hafara will only be chal if the hakama is chal. It's like he stipulated both ways. We're not going to say that the hafara is dependent on the hakama. We'll only say that the order is important in the case of the karbanos, because he didn't say, I only want B, I only want A if B is chal. He didn't say that. He didn't say, I only want A if B is chal. So since he didn't say, I only want A if B is chal, A could be chal first. But if he said, I only want hakama if hafara is chal, so then hakama can't be chal. So that's one shaila. That's the first shaila of Rava. Next shaila of Rava, new Gemara. Boi Rabba. Kiem umufar lichi bevas achas. Let's say he says, I want it to be confirmed and annulled simultaneously. Mahu. Look in the Ran. Kaloimar de kayem luchude lav klamu. Just that it should be confirmed is nothing. Velichi hu shekoylon. Klarma de kiyim luchudei lav klumhu. Velichi hu shekoylon shtein kachas. Again, the lashon of this shaila is, boi rabba kiyim umufar lichi bevasachas. Mahu. He says both of them simultaneously. So what exactly is this case? The word here, look in the Ran. Kalarma dikiyim luchudei lav klumhu. If the father just says the word kiyem, it's meaningless. You need to say lichi. The lichi hu shekolen shtein ka'achas. It's the lichi that's combining the two together. Kiyem umufar lichi. V'is nuschi degar se kiyem lichi mufar lichi bevasachas ma'u. Ulanach nuschi boi delay ma'achi behedya bevasachas demegali v'daiter shirotzer shchol vasachas. If he says kiyem lichi Mufar lichi, that would be the same. V'nir ba'inai de b'hachi misafka, v'adai e'efshar, l'shneim lachol ka'achas. The shaila is not, can they both be chal simultaneously? They can't both be chal simultaneously. We already said it can't be simultaneously confirmed and annulled. The shaila is, well, he only means one of them. Okay, which one is it? Maybe we have to be machmir and say he means to confirm it. You're right, he might mean to annul it. He might mean to confirm it. So maybe he means one of them and we have to be machmir. If one of them is chal, the other one is not. Maybe here, since it's bevas achas regarding one of them, we'll say it preceded it, the chayel. If they both can't be chal, misafkinon dilma hakama chayla, because of the chumra of the sulay matzi mafer. And the answer is Tashma d'amar Rabba. Rabba said, "Kol davar she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vas achas enoi. Anything that can't be chal one after another can't be chal simultaneously either." Says Ran Pashtina Lami de Rabba, "Dam perko ish mekadesh by sonas mekadesh two sisters simultaneously. Since you can't marry one after the other, you can't, if you marry them simultaneously, neither of them is married. We don't say each one is a suffik kedushin. The halacha, since you can't marry b'zeh achar zeh, there's a cloud. Kol sheni yachal ases b'zeh achar zeh, you can't do b'vas achas. So leka l'chad b'nayu suffik kedushin klal hachanami, leka l'svuke b'hakama u'v'afar klal matzi basu hachi l'afir l'kume k'dibay. So therefore, neither achal, and then you could choose whichever one you want. V'leinis chavrili divi arambam b'zeh b'perik achar mechazam. I don't like what the Rambam says. What the Rambam says here is not clear. One more shaila, boy, Rabba, ki em lichi hayoy mahu. Let's say you say it should be established today. What's the halacha? Listen carefully. Let's say, could I be made for the neder tomorrow? No. If you're not made for on that day, b'yom shama, you can't be made for tomorrow. What if I say today, right now, it should be established today? What if today, I'm sorry, I say it should be annulled tomorrow? You could do that. Yeah? You could say it should be annulled tomorrow. I can't annul it tomorrow, but I could say today, on the day I heard it, it should be annulled tomorrow. What if I say it should be stand today and be annulled tomorrow? That also works. But what if I just say it should stand today? Do we say, well, the implication is it should be annulled tomorrow? Or do you have to spell that out? Mahu, mi amrin kamad amrala, mufar lichi lamachar, oidilma haloy amrala. Do we say it's like he said it should be annulled tomorrow? Or he didn't say that. It says the Ran Boy Rabba Kiyem Lichi Hayom Ma'u Mi Aminu Kamad Amar Mufa Lichi Lamachar Da'achi Ka'amar Kiyem Lichi Hayom Bovad. Does he mean to say I only want to stand today, meaning and not tomorrow? Iduma Halayomer La Mufa Lichi Lamachar. Okay, Shkoyach for getting through one of the probably top three hardest pages in Nedarim. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped. Bad.
You'll get it. I'm telling you, I
think it was through.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.